and the rest of the AFC, which is what we're going to talk about right now. It is only 3 weeks. Understand that. I think the next couple of weeks will tell us a ton more about the Buffalo Bills, knowing that they have the Ravens and Texans coming up. But through 3 weeks, it's the only the teams you have on your schedule, the teams you have played. Have to admit, the Buffalo Bills look pretty damn good. Josh Allen in particular looks really, really good. It's early, but he has played better than any other quarterback in the league right now. And we don't have to panic and get all sensitive about this. Last night, I even sent out a tweet and said, hey, at halftime, I was like, hey, Josh Allen's going to be the MVP favorite. And I got multiple people that said,
he should be.
LOL, it's week three. He's not going to win. He's the favorite right now. We know this can change, but right now it's a fact that Josh Allen is playing better football than any other quarterback in the league. We'll see if that's the case in week 10. We'll certainly see if that's the case come playoff time. But right now, Josh Allen looks phenomenal. We've seen this before from the Bills early on in the season, so let's see. But they look really, really good. And yeah, the schedule's been soft. They played a Dolphins team that isn't very good, that Tua got hurt late in the game, although I would say the Bills beat up on the Dolphins before Tua got hurt. And then they just beat up on a bad Jags team, and week one was against the Cardinals team that's improved, but I don't think a playoff team. So keep that in perspective, but the Chiefs and Bills are the class of the AFC, and it's not close right now.
I think the Ravens deserve to be in that conversation.
The Ravens.
I know that they lost to the Raiders. I've gone back and forth on them a little bit. I do think the Ravens are one of the it's the same damn teams, are one of the better teams in the AFC. Cincinnati's the only one who exited that conversation after their 0-3 start. Josh Allen, so a couple things can be simultaneously true. Josh Allen consistently, I think, every time, like, this conversation is as dumb as the one where people try to crown someone above Patrick Mahomes. Stop trying to pretend like anyone else is the second best quarterback in the NFL, not named Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. That is not a story or a conversation or an argument that I am willing even to have. I think you're a stupid person if you make an argument that Patrick Mahomes is not the best quarterback in the NFL. I'm getting to that point with Josh Allen as the second best. He has consistently proven it. And before you're like, well, he's never gone to an AFC title game. Okay, so you're going to, or a Super Bowl. So you're going to make me choose some other quarterback over Josh Allen as the second best because they won one more football game once? No, thanks.
We did our preseason rankings. Josh Allen was 2 to me based off of being available as well. That's a big part
of the
equation.
He's the second best quarterback in the NFL. But simultaneously, I do not care what the Bills do in September. They are the most thump on a team by 30 points September team ever. I actually looked it up. I looked up Josh Allen's stats. He is so much better in September than almost any other time of year, except for the end of the year, actually, funny enough. He is 20-7 with 6,800 passing yards and 52 touchdowns week 1-4 in his career. Only 36, 5-8, only 39 weeks 9-12, 45 in the final 13 weeks and beyond. He typically is quite a bit, but you got to remember, for the last 2 years, that includes it's included an extra game. He is better in September and better at the end of the year. It does not tell you what they'll do in January. January is a different monster for them. This is how the Bills play every year. They're great in September. They're mediocre the next 2 months. And then in the final month, they look like, oh, this is the year they're going to get the Chiefs. And then poor old Charlie Brown gets the football pulled away from him.
No,
so until otherwise,
you.
It's like the Bills play exactly the same.
I hear you. I'm not saying they're winning the Super Bowl all of a sudden, Cody. I just think what we've seen play across the NFL, and it's 3 weeks in, and right now their quarterback is playing better than any other quarterback. Someone said maybe Sam Darnold. Okay, I'll listen to that argument a little bit. But to your point about let's see it play out, I definitely want to see it play out for Sam Darnold. At least Josh Allen, I know there's a baseline of what I'm getting from a guy that has had plenty of success already. Very impressed. To me, they, of course, have to prove it against the Ravens and Texans, and that'll tell us a lot. If all of a sudden Josh Allen looks like crap against those two teams, it's a different conversation. But if they're still undefeated going through the Ravens and Texans, like, I think we have to acknowledge that for the first time in 2 years. I know last year Jake Browning got hurt, so since he was a little bit different story.
Ravens were the main competitor
last
year.
Yeah, but it'll be the first time in 2 years where I think we will be saying much of the year. Maybe it's Chiefs and Bills again. And I'll be honest, I like the chances for the Chiefs in that scenario because the Bills haven't beat them in the postseason. But right now, it's fine to it is okay to acknowledge, Josh Allen's performance right now has been really impressive while also knowing that the schedule's been soft. Both are true.
Yes, I completely agree. I don't think that anything outside of that is inaccurate. But what's funny is because the Bills have done this before, my bigger takeaway last night is The other thing that I'm going to think that makes you crazy is there should be no one left on the side that Trevor Lawrence is good. There should be no one left on the side that Trevor Lawrence has a chance to be an elite quarterback. If you were still on that stance, it is time to eject. You know, I've been off that for years.
You have?
I've been off it for years. But, like, I'm welcome to the side of there is no one left on this planet. It should be like, well, no, Trevor Lawrence got elite skills. He does not. He does not have elite numbers. He does not have elite winning ability. Nothing about his game is elite. He is mediocre. He is below average. Man won one playoff game to the Chargers, another team that chokes all the time. And we try to pretend like maybe he had it for a minute. He looked bad last night. Ugh.
Before the season, I went back real quick as you were talking to see what the number. Before the season, like most people, certainly we did on the show, like, hey, who do we view as top 10, top 12, whatever. I had him as the 11th best quarterback entering the season. Right now, if I were to redo it, he's like 19th or 20th. I mean, and that's with a year where there's been a lot of bad quarterback play. It's bizarre. I was listening to the broadcast last night. It was Dan Orlovsky, Louis Riddick were part of the call, part of the doubleheader. So they were the secondary crew, if you will. And it's the third quarter, early fourth quarter. And Orlovsky's saying things that we would say, guys, about a first or second year quarterback. Remember, Trevor Lawrence just got a roughly, $300 million contract this offseason from the Jags. And Orlovsky's talking out there like, I would show the tape to Trevor about the third quarter. Tell him this is who he is, and this is what he needs to find a way to harness. And all this, like, this is the kind of crap we talked about with guys that are rookies, with guys that are second year quarterbacks. You already signed the check for $300 million, and yet we're saying that we're evaluating him like, well, he just needs to find a way to harness that third quarter. This guy's been in the league for 4 or 5 years and has got a massive contract already. So, unfortunately, we know how this plays out. The quarterback's not going anywhere. Doug Peterson will be who ultimately pays the price.
Do you think he makes it through week 17?
They have to at least win two. What is their schedule? I think I was looking at it last night. They don't let him make it through if he doesn't win two of the next five, I think it is, or whatever. I was like, they can't be 0-7 or 0-6. So they play the Texans.
There's 0-5.
Colts, I still think it's a toss-up game. Then the Bears, then the Patriots, and the Packers. During those 4 or 5 games, they have to win 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah, if for Doug Peterson to not get canned.
I'm not saying they're doing anything this season.
Just to survive.
Yeah, like, it's really bad. I mean, they went out and paid Gabe Davis, and Gabe Davis, I haven't seen an update. He looked really distraught. He was hurt. I think they walked him towards the locker room late. So Gabe Davis was one of their big offseason acquisitions. I don't know his status. Travis Etienne looks like an overrated football player. We all hyped him up. Their backup, Tank Bigsby, might be more effective than Etienne. I think Brian Thomas Jr., the rookie, is really, really good. But they just don't. I mean, it's going to ultimately be coaching that ends up paying the sacrifice. Doug Peterson is not going to be the head coach of that team next year.
Did you see the side-by-side graphic last night? His career numbers look like Daniel Jones's. Like, I mean, at this point, like, what is the, like, if you're on the, no, it's going to work out for Trevor Lawrence eventually, and it's just, it's the coach that's holding him back. Even with a bad coach, man, I think, and I do think that circumstances matter and all those things. Doug Peterson's not Nathaniel Hackett.
No.
Like, his career year to this point, Trevor Lawrence's best year was 4,113 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 8 picks. That's an average quarterback. That was his best year. That's when he went gangbusters. Outside of that, worse. He's been worse.
I think the thought
every
at the time,
other time worse.
The thought at the time was, okay, he put together that season. Yeah. There's another level to his game, and there hasn't been. We have not seen that next level. And I don't know if it'll ever happen in the NFL. You and I have talked a ton over the years about paying quarterbacks, not paying quarterbacks, the dilemma that exists within that.
And I would be more than any other NFL team is, but it's not my job either, so it's different.
Sure. Yeah.
I would let a lot more people go than other NFL teams do.
Fair enough. But it's tough because we know coaches and GMs don't get 7 years to just
figure
out. It's
not my job on the line.
But I do wonder, will we ever reach a point where GMs, and I guess ownership as well, look and say, hey, you know what? We agree. This guy's not awful. He's like the 19th best quarterback, 15th best quarterback. We're just not going to pay him. We know that there's a chance that we may not be able to get that quality of play for a year. We're willing to roll the dice because we know he's not the one. That is a really difficult thing to do. It sounds easier than it is. Will we ever see it get to that point? Because right now, no team is doing that. Everybody's paying the quarterback. And I get why they're doing it, but Trevor Lawrence might be the next example of why that's a problem. And he's not going to be the last, and he's certainly not the first. Tua is a little more complicated because of the injury stuff, but same thing applies to him. I get why they paid him. I would have paid him as well. I really would have. If I was the GM of the team from the outside, yeah, you're like, I don't think he's one of those top five, top 10 guys.
It's harder when it's your job.
It's really tough, man.
I just think at some point, I think somebody will kind of make that decision, but you don't see it very often. Then sometimes it burns you. Sometimes you're Washington and you let Kirk Cousins go and you're like, damn it.
Fair.
We'd have been so much better if we had Kirk Cousins for the last 8 years than everything we've been rolling out at quarterback. So it's kind of a mix.